broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is the Global Voice.
Hi, this is Sean Klein, host of Everything But the Kitchen Sink. You're tuned in to the Country Jamboree with Maureen and Mike G.
A young cowboy named Billy Joe grew restless on the farm. A boy filled with wanderlust who really meant no harm. He changed his clothes and shined his boots and combed his dark hair down. And his mother cried as he walked out, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He laughed and kissed his mom and said, "You're Billy Joe's a man. I can shoot as quick and straight as anybody can. But I wouldn't shoot without a cause. I'd gun nobody down." But she cried again as he rode away, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He sang a song as on he rode, his guns hung at his hips. He rode into a cattle town, a smile upon his lips. He stopped and walked into a bar and laid his money down. But his mother's words echoed again, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." He drank his first strong liquor then to calm his shaking hand, and tried to tell himself at last he had become a man. A dusty cowpoke at his side began to laugh him down, and he heard again his mother's words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town." Bill with rage, then Billy Joe reached for his gun to draw. But the stranger drew his gun and fired before he even saw. As Billy Joe fell to the floor, the crowd all gathered round and wondered at his final words, "Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home, Bill. Don't take your guns to town."
Ow. A little bit of Johnny Cash in 1959. I believe it was 59 or 60. I think it was 59, but I'm going to double check. Why? Because I can. Let's see. That was in the country. 1959, I was right. Got us hide number four. He left Sun to go to Columbia. Many people have seen the left Sun for some reason, except for Elvis. Colonel Parker sold the rights to Elvis for Sun for $40,000. That's another story. Anyway, he left Sun to go to Columbia, and that was the beginning of his bigger career, I think. And I think that was one of the first songs that charted on Columbia. Good song. Don't take your gun to town. Welcome to the Country Jamboree. Mike G here doing it again this week. And as you're hearing this, we are in Germany. And I look for country music in Germany. I think I can find it. So anyway, welcome, and God, it's almost less than 2 weeks for Christmas. Yeah, hard to believe, huh? Right. In fact, a week and 2 days. Going by too fast. Anyway, welcome to the show. And we will just play country music that charted the Billboard chart from the 40s to the early 70s. And here's Dorothy Shea and the Musical Rustlers. I think it's Rustlers. And Dorothy O'Shea and then Mitchell Rustlers. I don't know. Anyway, feuding and a fighting. This is probably in the 40s. I'm not sure exactly, but let's check it out.
Beyond the busy highway, beyond the city strife, we highly treasure and take great pleasure in our plain way of life. Feud, a fussin' and a fightin'. Sometimes it gets to be exciting. Don't like them ornery neighbors down by the creek. We'll be plumb out of neighbors next week. Grandma, poor old grandma, why'd they have to shoot poor grandma? She lies neath the clover. Someone caught her bending over, picking up a daisy. Few, a fussing and a fighting. This is a wrong that needs a righting. Let's get that funeral service over, so then we'll go few and fighting again. Fighting, a feuding and a fussing. That's all that's going on with us. And we are such neighborly people, peaceful and sweet, all except when we happen to meet. Daughter, baby daughter, poisoned all the neighbors' chickens. Daughter, shouldn't daughter, least though she could run like the dickens. They hit her with a shovel. Few, a fightin' and a fussin'. No use of standin' here a cussin'. Let's give our daughter a pistol now that she's four, and go few and fightin' some more. Fightin', a fussin' and a feudin'. Why did that sheriff keep intruding? He was a curious critter, yep, he was swell. It's a shame he was pushed down the well. Water, the well water. The doggone stuff don't taste like it ought to. Look here, city slicker. That's why we all drink corn liquor. It's better with your shoes off, you, a fussin' and a fightin'. This ain't no corner you can brighten. Polish the shootin' iron, mo, I'm gettin' a yen to go feudin', a fussin', a feudin', and a fussin' again.
Red, red wine, go to my head, make me forget that I still need her so. All I can do, I've done, but memories won't go. No, memories won't go. I'd have sworn that with time, thoughts of you would leave my head. I was wrong. Now I find just one thing makes me forget. Red, red wine. Stay close to me. Don't let me be alone. It's tearing apart.
let me be alone. It's tearing apart my blue, blue heart.
G.I. Blues, G.I. News, G.I. shorts and G.I. shoes. Set her ground, getting fat. How are we gonna win a war like that? G.I. gals, G.I. pals, thousand guys and a dozen gals. Most of them too darn fat. How are we gonna win a war like that? What I'd give for a pass to get next to a pretty lass. What I'd give to be free when I get back, how good I'd be. Restriction, sweat it out, sit around and gripe and shout. That feeling I can't lose just because I've got those GI blues. G.I. blues, G.I. news, G.I. shorts and G.I. shoes. Sit around, getting fat. How are we gonna win a war like that? G.I. gals, G.I. pals, thousand guys and a dozen gals. Most of them too darn fat. How are we gonna win a war like that? What I'd give for a pass to get next to a pretty lass. What I'd give to be free when I get back, how good I'd be. Restriction, sweat it out, sit around and gripe and shout. That feeling I can't lose just because I've got those GI blues. Just because I've got those G.I. blues.
G.I. blues, yeah. That's Floyd Tillman, who I don't know much of, but I've seen him on some country collections at times. But I guess he was popular in the 40s. That was from 1944. And that was G.I. blues. Then we had, from 1972, we had Roy Drusky doing the Red Red Wine, which, of course, is a... why am I having a mental block? Neil Diamond song. Then Dorothy Shea and Gibbon. Sorry about that. We don't have a mute switch. Anyway, doing Fussing and a Fighting. Let's play some more. Let's play Triple Play by Marty Robin while I clear my throat. Sorry about that, folks.
Just married this morning. How happy they are. Just married. More than I could bear. Some people guessed the way I felt inside. They saw the tears I could not hide. I should have stayed at home. I knew what was in store, but something made me come to see her just once more. Just married this morning. the one I love today. I should have stayed at home. I knew what was in store, but something made me come to see her just once more. Just married this morning, how happy they are. Just married, written on the window of the car. It broke my heart to see them drive away. I lost the one I love today.
You're dancing, I'll just sit here at this lonely table. While you're laughing, I try to force a smile as long as I'm able. While you're clinging to them, I'll keep clinging to the past, getting sicker inside, while a lonely minute passes, so the nights never end too fast. While you're dancing, while you're dancing, for just a moment you're anybody's baby. You're romancing in your mind or behind my back, maybe. In your heart you keep wishing that I would go away so you could leave with someone else. I wasn't born yesterday. Oh, I don't know what to do or say while you're dancing. It seems like such a sin you'd make me feel this way. But sometimes I wonder if you know what feeling is. I guess I'll always let you make me feel this way. I'll just keep on a-sitting at this table. While they're laughing at me, I try to take it just as long as I'm able. While you're wandering across the floor, I'll keep wondering deep inside if I have walked out long ago. How much less would I have cried? Oh, how many times have I cried while you're dancing? Times have I cried while you're dancing.
Well, he walks out in the arena, all dressed up to the brim. Said he just came down from a place called Highland Rim. Well, he said he came to ride the horse, the one they call the Brute. But he didn't look like a cowboy in his continental suit. We snickered at the way he dressed, but he never said a word. He walks on by the rest of us as if he hadn't heard. $1,000 went to the man that could ride this wild cayuse. I mean, a horse was never born than the one they called a Brute. The horse that he was looking for was in chute number 8. He walked up very slowly, put his hand upon the gate. We knew he was a thoroughbred when he pulled a sack of dukes from the inside pocket of his continental suit. Well, he rolled himself a quirly and he lit it standing there. Blew himself a smoke ring and he watched it disappear. We thought he must be crazy when he opened up the gate. Standing just inside was 1,500 pounds of hate. Buckskin tried to run him down, but the stranger was too quick. He stepped aside and threw his arms around the horse's neck. And he pulled himself upon the back of the horse they called a Brute. Set like he was born there in his continental suit. The Brute's hind end was in the air, his front end on the ground. Kicking and a squealing, trying to shake the stranger down. But the stranger didn't give an inch. Came to ride the Brute. and he came to ride the buckskin in a continental suit. Well, I turned around to look at Jim, and he was watching me. He said, I don't believe the crazy things I think I see, but I think I see the outlaw, the one they call the Brute, ridden by a cowboy in a continental suit. The Brute came to a standstill, ashamed that he'd been rode by a city cowboy in some continental clothes. The stranger took his money, and we don't know where he went. We don't know where he came from, and we haven't seen him since. The moral of the story, never judge by what they wear. Underneath some ragged clothes could be a millionaire. Everybody listen, don't be fooled by this galoot. This sure enough bronc buster in a continental suit.
You know, there's so many Marty Robbins songs I'd never heard, and I never heard that one. That's not bad. The Cowboy in the Continental Suit, one of his, he liked to do a lot of cowboy songs. Asked him, El Paso, he was a big lover of cowboy and westerns and stuff, at least in the songs he was. That was from 1964, by the way. And before that, we had While You're Dancing, which is an interesting song. I kind of like it. And that was from 1966. And then Marty Robbins Just Married, and I believe that was 59 or 58. I'm not positive. 58. So I like that one. I've always liked that one. Anyway, you're listening to the Country Jamboree here in the Global Voice, and we're playing country music from many years ago, 40s to the 70s, as I do this every week. And, of course, I play this one quite a bit, but I love it. It's Frankie Miller.
One they'll have to understand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. Well, Johnny needs some brand new shoes, and Piggy needs a dress. My wife's knitting little things, and I don't have to guess. There'll be another smiling face to hold his daddy's hand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. Bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. I've always said when the kids were grown, I'd really have a ball. But I bet the years we're living now will be the best of all. So thank you, Lord, for everything, and united we will stand. Gotta bring home the bacon, cause I'm a family man. Share with
you.
I was working a top 40 station when that came out. And I said, that's an interesting song. Don't know if I like it. I wouldn't have made it a hit, and I would have been wrong. That was a big hit for him in the pop and country chart. Amos Moses, Jerry Reed, who was actually a backup guitarist. I think he backed up Elvis in some of his later recordings and stuff. And before that, we heard Johnny Carver and I Want You and Frankie Miller and Family Man. And I always liked that song. I always liked Frankie Miller's a great, I think it's 3 or 4 CD box set of his stuff on Starday. If you can pick it up, it's worth getting. Anyway, you're Mike here, and I'm with you here and playing the great music for you and hoping you're liking it. And you're listening to the Country Jamboree.